Jake was rushed to the hospital in a coma. He fell into the coma not just from the injury, but from the loss of the will to live the injury brought upon him. He floated between life and death, while the staff of the school looked desperately for his penis. Ted had flushed it, wrapped in toilet paper. The kids were all gathered into the gym by the principal and two frowning cops. Jake looked shrunken, like a mummy or something, his heart barely even beating. So near death that he left his body and floated over it, looking down sadly. He then drifted to the school and to the gym. His spirit watched as the principal demanded that the ones who did the deed come forwards. No one came forwards. But the Christian Legion and many of its conquests smirked and tittered. The principal told him that, starting tomorrow, metal detectors would screen all kids coming into school. And if that did not prove effective, then police officers would resort to strip searches and even body cavity searches should the violence continue. After this, the school was let out early for the day so the staff could search in vain for the missing penis. The kids were slow to leave and they had to be shooed away by the cops. Many had stashed their weapons in various places about the school so they could avoid the detector. Jake's spirit watched much of this and took mental notes. Reverend Scarfunk was preparing for the Christmas party. He was poisoning some nice coconut cupcakes. These little morsels would not kill the brats. Just make them cry with bloated stomach pains. And later to have projectile diarrhea. He licked the icing off his dirty fingers. Just enough to tweak his stomach a little bit, no more. Had he not already whacked off earlier that day, he would have drawn his poker out for a bit of play, but the soreness in his balls made him content to have a couple beers, watch some TV for a war update. Rose hid her little knife, taped under the teacher's desk. It was not found in the penis search. School let out early. Jim went to the park with some fellow Santa cultists. They asked each other who did the snip job on Jake. Nobody knew. They decided it must have been the Christian kids. Tony Breyer and Luke Schwaz and Cheesy fell down to a quick thankful prayer to Santa. But Jim was feeling threat in the air and told them to stay very alert and stay together as much as possible.